But I'm talking to Vicky and Dave, otherwise known as the Rhythm Buddies, about the music that they get together and play. So to start off, when and how did you actually form your little duo?
We met last year, July last year, wasn't it? Yeah. At a bar not far away, and I was doing a bit of an open mic session type thing. We were messing about because you probably hear I've got Yorkshire roots, and somebody was saying sing Ugly Moor Bar Tap, which we were doing, and Vicky had popped into the bar for a drink and heard us singing it, and she stuck her head down the corner and basically didn't know that we were doing this open mic thing in her local pub. So she said, I'd like to do it. She had three songs that she knew and said, can I do them? So she did them, and that's how we met. I heard her singing at the open mic, and we got together after that and got a few more songs together, and we love it.
So how would you describe what you play and perhaps the range of instruments? Because I understand that actually, Vicky, I think you've got quite a few talents in that direction.
Yeah, we both play the guitar. Dave plays the guitar on every song, but I play on some. And I play the tambourine. And because we're called the Rhythm Buddies, I've got a foot drum and I've got some sticks, a cowbell, which we haven't put in yet.
It's going in,
and a didgeridoo,
don't worry.
That's about to go in.
And so you both play guitar, but then you go on and play all these other...
Yeah.
Including a kazoo, maybe, is it? Yeah. So do you write your material or do you do covers?
No, it's all covers. Neither of us are talented enough to write music. So I've tried in the past, I just can't do it. So, yeah, we just stick to covering other people's songs that we like. And that's one of the things. It's got to be a song that we both like. We said right from the beginning, if you don't like the song, if one of us doesn't like the song, it gets kicked out, plain and simple. Because there might be songs that I love, and Vicky says, nah, not keen on it, and vice versa. So all the songs we do, we both like.
So in an evening, at a sort of average gig, how many songs would you cover?
Between 40 and 50 songs.
Usually we have two sets of about 16, 17 songs in each set, and then if they want us to do some more, we generally do. So
you keep going.
40 and, yeah, sometimes 50
you
songs.
You keep going until your fingers get too sore to play anymore.
Yeah, they usually do as well.
So what venues do you play?
We do bars and restaurants, French and English. Private parties, we've got a wedding party, birthday parties. Did I say English?
Don't forget. Yeah, anything, anywhere really. We've played private parties, haven't we? We've played birthday parties, and we've done bars, restaurants. We've played campsites. So we just put the word out. People see us and they say, come play our... We'll do anything.
So really. How much time is it necessary to spend rehearsing then? If you're doing about 50 covers, while you're obviously going to be repeating the same songs, you're learning new ones all the time as well, aren't you?
We often, if we haven't done the songs for a while and we put a set together for a particular venue, we'll go to Dave's and he's got all his music all set up in his house, so we go there and practice and usually go run through all of the songs and make sure we've remembered everything. And
so you've been together for about a year then?
Yeah, it's coming up a year.
Do you have any direction that you're going off in?
No idea.
Just to enjoy what we're doing and just keep doing it.
Because that's one of the biggest things we said from the beginning. It's got to be fun, otherwise there's no point in doing it. We don't take it too seriously. We're forever in bum notes, or I am, and I certainly get a look from you, don't I, when I do.
Well, if you use a bum note, it makes me sound like I'm singing out of key, that's why.
That's what she says, but I think it's the other way around.
You get the look.
Yeah. He says, no one noticed, and I said, I noticed.
But what we said right from the start, if we do it wrong, so what? You know, if we hit a wrong chord, just laugh it off, and it don't really matter to us. And we've had a lot of comments of people who come up after gigs and said, you two look like you're having fun, and it makes us have fun.
Well,
so we try to stick to that.
If you're entertaining people, then you've got to be having fun yourself.
Oh, we have a right laugh, yeah.
So how can people get in touch with you if they need to book you for an event?
The best way is to email me on davidedge978@gmail.com. It's all lowercase, davidedge, E-D-G-E, davidedge978@gmail.com.
Thank you very much. Well, I look forward now to hearing a sample of your playing.
You got some bum notes in it? I can do that.
Absolutely. No. I'll just sing along with you.
Okay.